G'day, Cookie.
Good morning, guys.
A few days on, I guess, to reflect. I mean, behind the scenes with the Sattler family, just how emotional was the occasion there on Saturday night, which the club handled so, so well, Cookie.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark Ellison about this yesterday at the club. Like, we, as players, there was obviously a lot going on, and, you know, a lot with the Sattler family and everything, and the jersey, and obviously the game against Manly as well, and everything leading up to it, having the Sattler family out there with us in the middle. But we probably didn't understand how big of an, you know, occasion. Once it was over, you realised if we lost that game, it would have been very disappointing end to a great week for the a celebration week for the club, I guess, of how much great work, and a sad week, but obviously a celebration how much great work he did for our club and for the family as well, to get that win for them. So, you know, once we did get that win, and looking back on it now, I was very relieved to do so, because it could have been very disappointing for us, feeling like we were the ones that sort of put out there to get the job done, and I'm glad we get it done for them.
Yeah, Cookie, I think a lot of fans, you always look from a distance and think any sort of extra motivation like that always brings out the best in teams. From your perspective, what did it feel like in the lead-up? And obviously, again, I think every time you walk out onto the field, you want to perform. But what does it do to the team, certainly emotionally, in the lead-up to stepping out onto the field?
Oh, definitely. I thought the coaches did great work of allowing our back-of-house staff to, you know, take care of everything. And definitely we looked at some old footage and talked about Sattler as a player and who he was and stuff like that, but didn't go into it too much, just so we didn't, emotionally tired going to the game and stuff like that. But, you know, the occasion itself was gonna get up for us. We're also at home, wearing special jerseys. That definitely all helped, little motivating factors. That can help a sports team come together and lift a little bit extra, like we do when you come up against the Roosters in clashes like that. Those sort of games sort of are going to get you up anyway. You don't need any extra motivation for them. So, like I said, just how we walked away with an interesting scoreline too of 13-12, which is quite special for the occasion. So, all done now, and I'm glad we get the win for the club and for the family.
What did you make of the game itself, Cookie? What were you happy with?
Obviously the win, the fight, the whole 80 minutes. I thought there were periods of times where we were on the back foot. We had to stay disciplined what we did, but we've still got an issue with just penalties in yardage and drop balls. And it wasn't until about, I think, the 25-minute mark we defended our line, and then we didn't allow them back down there for the rest of the game, which is probably a big reason why we go on to win that game. We get to extra time as well. So, a couple of things to still work on for us. But our defence being under 14 against a side like that who have been scoring a lot of points, we thought we were really proud of. But they're a great side, Manly. They're playing a really good brand of footy, and that was a real tough game. So no doubt they keep playing like that, we'd be there at the end of the year as well.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good, tough game of football, and it's a game that South Sydney needed to win, and I thought you did really well to come away with the 2 points, in particular after the emotional build-up to the game. But I don't know, I always get the feeling when I'm watching South Sydney play that there's a number of levels the team can get to, and at times you just sort of, not go through the motions, I won't use that line, but you just sort of, until you're pushed, you don't start throwing the punches type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you're probably right. There's definitely times there when we find ourselves when it needs to be done, it gets done.
Yes.
And that's it's not a good sign. So it's a good sign, I guess, where we can go to and how good a team we can be. But at times, obviously, in the past couple of years, we've leaked easy games and lost games we should have won and left a lot of points out there and puts a lot of pressure on the end of the season sort of stuff when we're going into finals. So it's something we definitely need to work on. I think the conservative side of things at the moment are definitely to do with, I think, we haven't gone into our show or anything like that, but we're definitely wanting to make sure our completion rate is up around that 85, and it's gone 60, 62, and then 75, I think it was on the weekend. And that was one of the halves was still in the 60s. So I think that's just our biggest issue at the moment is holding the ball. And it's not so much, like I think I might have said last week, was, you know, not on the back of shape or execution. There's a lot of silly errors around the ruck and on contact that we just need to really focus down on as individuals and make sure we're not giving those easy field positions to other teams and putting us on our line, because when they're doing that, we're having to do way too much work in defence and, you know, we're chasing points at the end of the game, which we don't want to be doing.
Forward pass, no doubt, Cookie, in the lead-up to Josh Schuster's no try.
Mate, if you watch it, he throws it from the 32-metre line and Schuster catches on the 30 line. I'm no Einstein, but
bring your technology.
If the refs are going to come out after the game and say, oh, and change the rulings and say it is a forward pass, then I think if they can say it then on footage, why can't they say it in a game?
Yeah,
so
I
think there is a time for, I think, forward pass technology. If we're going to make comments and say teams should have been awarded that try, let's sort it out on game night and bring the technology in that's needed.
Yeah, down on troops, in particular in the middle of the park. Have you got any of those middle forwards coming back this week?
That was probably another part of the game as a team, and I'm sure the coach would be proud of it, that down on troops in the middle and some boys stepped up. Keon's playing some great footy this year, and he's done a great job in the middle, played some massive minutes there. So, but we get Harmo Selle should be back from, he was one of, I think, the first player to go with those 11-day HIA protocols. So, he'll be back, which is great for him. I think Jair is the week after. So in the coming weeks, we're gonna get a few back, which will be good, yeah.
What's your reaction to the news that Joseph Swali is heading to rugby, Cookie, and should he be considered for Origin?
I think it was always his plan. I think, you know, that's why he wanted certain things in his contract to allow him to, you know, switch codes when he wanted to, I guess. I think that was one of the things with South. So, want a clause in there each year to re-sign and go on again. So, mate, that's what he wants to do. So, you wish him all the best. And no doubt, he'll probably come back for sure. You know, he'll go over there and, you know, play probably in the World Cup and probably a dream for him. So, wishing him all the best over there. But if he's playing in the NRL at the moment and he's eligible for Origin, then I think he's... Why should we be stepping his way and say, you're not allowed to play Origin? I think, you know, he's eligible at the moment playing in the NRL. So, probably a bit biased saying New South Wales are probably wanting their best players out there, so he's definitely up there as one of them at the moment. And if he's earned the right to be out there with his good footy at the start of this year, then that's up to the team to pick him. And if they do, if not, yeah, and that's how it is. But I don't think just because he's going to rugby, he should be stopped from, you know, achieving his goals, I guess.
Cookie, how do you prepare for a game when you're coming up against a rival like a Harry Grant? You know, some would argue that he's the best hooker in the game. So when you come up against a guy like him, have you got an extra spring in your step leading into the week?
Oh, definitely. I enjoy the challenge coming up against these guys, especially Harry. I feel like I get along with him really well. And I do. I think he's playing at, like, really good footy at the moment. He had a great World Cup, and a lot of the stuff that's happening down in Melbourne at the moment where the points are being scored, and, you know, anything that's happening, a lot of it's been happening around him. So he's a big reason for what they're... He's a big part of what they're doing down there, and obviously a lot is based around him. So no doubt there's got to be some sort of focus on those players like Harry. It's obviously where the ball starts. So we've got to, you know, make sure that, you know, our markers are on, our defence is sharp, because any half opportunity he's taken and any of those boys slip out just a little bit, he's going inside them and making a line break, setting up a try or putting in a kick. So he's definitely one to watch. But for me personally, yeah, you love the challenge. And if you can go out there as a team and everyone, you know, does a better job on the field than their opposition number, there's a good chance you win that game. So, but like I said, obviously a little bit of focus on Harry because of how good he is and what he's doing on the field at the moment. And so no doubt he's one to watch. The likes of him and Munster, they link up a lot together, and it's yeah, it can be quite dangerous on that second phase footy.
Cookie, keen to get your thoughts on the treatment of Gutho at Para, and I guess from a senior player's perspective, how much does it impact a team or a squad when, you know, you're talking about a captain or a senior player leaving the club, or somebody coming in to replace them and them having to, you know, change position? Just the whole talk around, I guess, the senior player being in that spot versus a younger player, how much that impacts you guys at a club?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I'm not sure how they've... I know they've obviously approached him and talked to him, but I don't know if it's been blown out of proportion with, you know, they're looking to try and replace him at some stage in the game and move him around. But if it, from an outside looking in, if Parramatta are trying to find someone, a better fullback, Gutho's up there in the top four, no doubt about that. Yeah. And his work rate, his defence, and the way he pops up everywhere. So I think he does have that sort of X factor because he turns those half opportunities into something. He's always around. He's always always in the frame. So there's not many better out there than him. So, but if they're looking for someone to come on and probably just play quite a different role, then like Gutho said in the media, he'll just do his part for the team. And if it means him going moving to the centres or something like that, then he obviously plays that position very well. He's played State of Origin in that position. So no doubt he will get the job done. I think it will just show great leadership from him as a captain to put his team before himself that'll create a really good culture out there for the future. When all the young players are coming through, seeing that their captain does that, then they'll look to do the same as well. And that's only going to strengthen their culture out there and, you know, lead to more victories and more success.
Cookie, do you fear Cameron Murray could go to rugby one day, considering he's got to, you know, play there as a junior?
Yeah, wouldn't write it off. I don't know why, but, you know, he just probably lasts longer over in rugby. Mm. Yeah, because of the way he plays over here in the game, he'd probably play out in the centres there, so hardly make a tackle, which will be different for him. I don't know. He hasn't obviously ruled it out or anything like that. But you know, these players have obviously had some success when they're younger playing rugby. I think you know there's obviously the opportunity for them. I hope. It'd be very unlikely for. You know, I think with Swale, we knew there was a chance. He could go any time. Yeah. I think with Cam, it'd take a lot of success here at South before he even considered going there as well. I think he's full rugby league focus and he's got goals and ambitions here he wants to get done before he even consider anything else. And he's a very planned out person. He's certain things he wants to do before he gets to the other ones, move on to the next goal. So, he wouldn't say no to the opportunity, but it'd take a lot to get him away from rugby league. I think that's for sure. But
yeah, I think with the Rugby World Cup being on our shores in 2027, there's going to be a lot of talk between now and
heaps
4 years' time about what players will potentially go to rugby union. And if anyone's got a little bit of a background in union, well, they'll be spoken about in the media. But I think you're right, Cookie. I think, while you'd never say it won't happen, I think Cam wants to obviously try and win competitions with South Sydney. But more importantly, mate...
What's that, 2027, the World Cup, is it?
Yes.
Well, how old will I be then? 31.
Yes, yeah.
I like your thinking, yeah. Buddy. Cha-ching.
Put it out there. Put it out there. You played rugby as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. I played, you know, me and Tyson Vassell, the inside outside centre combination. I could play, you know, off the back of the scrum there. They've not really had a running sort of.
Did you have the
scrum half
did you do
before,
the
no?
crash ball as a centre?
Mate, Tyson honestly used to run the ball up, draw the defenders in, being the big tonguing kid he is, offload the ball to me, and I just run through. So. He made me look good, but, you know, mate, if they need me at the age of however old I am then, but, you know.
35.
Never know. 1.6 at that age. That's what
that's the going rate, mate. That's the going
rate. For a winger, so, yeah.
Now, listen, today, Warwick Farm, what have you got?
I saw his horse last week. It moved and then just went puff.
My horse trialled the other day. Freaked me out. Did anyone?
No. What's it called again, Cookie?
Freak me out. Had a good trial. Ran second, but it's looking like a racehorse now, which is good.
When can we expect to see it on the race track running in a competitive race?
Ask Freeman for me, please. I've been telling him, I've been on the group chat, like, let's just race him. Let's get him racing.
It's had about 16 trials.
That's not good, Cookie. Send it out. Send it out for another trial.
Send it out, yeah. What have we got today? I've got race 6, number 7 at Warwick Farm, arbitration today, so it's another favourite, but...
You sound defeated.
Cookie,
I was four.
What happened to the confidence that the Cookmeister usually comes on with?
I know I normally go something with a bit of value in it, but 0-4. I just need to get in the winner's circle. That's all I need to do. Clark, you'll know about that.
Mate, whatever it takes, buddy. Whatever it takes.
He hasn't been in the winner's circle for a while.
I'm known you to pick favourites for each way. That's not a tip.
Whatever you can, mate. Honestly, seriously. Just the win's a win. I don't care how you get there. I don't care if it's 1 point.
It's contagious, mate. You just get one win.
That's
and
exactly
then
right. Momentum. That's what we talk about. Everyone talk about momentum.
Are you heading out the races on Friday? You won't be.
What was that?
I was about to say, with you head out to the...
I'm going out Saturday.
To the races you are, yep.
I'll be out there Saturday. And my Giga Kicks a tip for that one as well.
In the TJ?
Yeah, yeah.
Another favourite.
Hang on, when do you play?
Play Friday.
Oh, of course. Friday. Yeah, Friday night. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, race 6, number 7 today. Cookies tip at Warwick Farm. It is paying $2.80 on the second line of betting. Mate, go well against the storm.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.